Good evening and welcome to the Lex Files. Actually, it's more of a good morning. It is 3:18 a.m. and I just wanted to talk about how strange it is that creating erotic audio has in some way changed and progressed my current point of view about life. Because, I mean, my audio blog really started out only as an audio journal. I never really expected the podcast to grow beyond a couple of friends listening to me and, you know, the random stranger who happens to just, you know, scroll through their feed and then see whatever. But I went to a Reddit page, Gays Gone Wild Audio and Pillow Talk Audio, two pages. And I decided, you know, why the fuck not? Make something sexy, make something horny, something erotic, whatever. And believe it or not, some of the recordings have had upwards to 1,000 plays. I mean, I don't know if that's from different people or, you know, just a few people listening to it over and over again, but that's beside the point. I've never had any of my old recordings get this much attention. Probably the biggest number of plays was like 50, but on Anchor and on Soundgasm and all the other platforms now, the erotic audio is getting so much traction. And I mean, 1,000 plays isn't a lot. You can find so many podcasts and clips from other artists, you know, ranking up to 4,000, 5,000, 10,000, hundreds of thousands of people just listening to their material. But to someone that isn't really even looking to start a career as a podcaster or as a, you know, as an erotic audio voice actor, I guess, it's a huge boost to, I suppose, my ego and my spirit, because it really is all about finding the right audience. The same thing can be said about yourself if you are an artist or a creative or somebody with a career or a business. You can't judge your present state, or you can't judge the present state of your work, even if it's at its lowest, even if it's at such an incredibly dismal statistic, because the world is vast. There are billions of people, and there will be a percentage of that who will dedicate their waking moments to appreciating what you do. And this isn't just, you know, friends who are naturally supportive of you, but these people, these, you know, fans, can be complete strangers. There's no reason for your work to really die out, unless you create content that is deplorable or that naturally, you know, creates enmity between you and mankind, such as racism, sexism, or you know, those things. Any content you create, any artwork that you create, paintings, drawings, sculptures, or videos and audio, or any business that you have, will always have someone that will appreciate it. And the reasons can vary from person to person, from day to day, time to time. And it can be anything as simple as, obviously, it's probably less expensive than other high-profile or AAA content. You know, that's not bad. It could be because they find something about the way your voice sounds, and that's something that I've experienced. People listen to my podcast because of the sound of my voice, and that's good enough for me. There are other times as well when you will get people who appreciate you because of the way you present your content. Some people don't like it when it's so polished or when it's so perfectly presented, like a Hollywood vignette. Some people like it when you fumble or when you try to create something and show all of your mistakes, or you know, you create your progress and your progress shots and your updates, your work, you know, your WIPs, whatever. Some people like seeing your content grow, and you can't really see that with big names anymore, because their content is already in its, I suppose, max level state. And other people will like you for the way you sound, the way you look, the products that you create, or the content that you produce. There's just so many reasons for people to like what you do. And it's difficult to really appreciate what you're doing on your own, obviously. And sometimes I get a bit disheartened because nobody's buying this, or nobody's listening to that, or liking, or whatever, but the affirmation and the validation will come. You've just got to keep pushing. You've got to keep trying and making content that you love, that you're passionate about. Improvement will happen eventually, especially if you learn from people who have been doing this for far longer than you. And there are so many ways to learn. You can learn online. You can learn by talking to people. You can learn by your mistakes, or by your experiences, or by the relationships you build. And sometimes you can learn simply by repetition. There are things that just happen without you even expecting it. I have an erotic audio about a werewolf fucking somebody, the listener, basically. And my intention was to make it really erotic and sexual and smutty, and all of these sound effects, a lot of cussing, and I was even using a lot of practical sound effects when it came to the sex sounds. And after the orgasm, there was a part of me that clicked and said, that made me want to say something different. So after the werewolf fucked the listener in the audio, I decided to make the werewolf revert to his ordinary human form, and then, like a sort of like a plot twist, that it was actually a kind of play between him, the shifter, and his partner, who liked being chased and, you know, being taken by the beast. And that aftercare is actually something that the listeners comment on, and they say that they really appreciate the twist, and they like the aftercare because, and I think I've discussed this in a previous podcast, and I might want to go into it in detail in the future. Aftercare is important, especially when you get rough or when you do something intense in sex, because aftercare is you making sure that both of you are still human beings. And if I didn't include that, if I feel like if I didn't include that in the audio, you know, the title is Chased by the Beast, it would have been less appealing. I'm sure there will be people who are still who are interested in only total domination, especially when they're listening to sexy audio. But my experience has taught me to trust my instincts, and I try to listen to it as often as I can. And that's what allowed me to find the right audience. People who are looking for something that's sexy and smutty and dirty and wild, but they also want to be reminded of how human they are. Because we're all animals to some extent. We want to be sexual. We want to have gratification, and we want to, you know, we just want to get off. I mean, why would you go to a Reddit page called Gays Gone Wild Audio if you didn't want to come, if you didn't want to have a good time? But there's a part of us as human beings that want to be taken care of as well. Aftercare does that. Aftercare looks out for those possible danger zones that could make or break a relationship or an identity or somebody's well-being. And it's these organic moments that allow creative people to really get to the heart of what they really want to do. Because if you don't create something, if you're constantly paralyzed by a fear of failure, I admit I am a victim of my own fears and anxieties on occasion, but if you allow yourself to only be affected by, you know, your failure and your despair and your fears, then it won't help. And it's tough to hear. Depression is real, anxiety is real, but you must also make the effort to push past it or to try and fight it, whether by medication or by, you know, by counseling, therapy, whatever. Because a sound mind, a healthy and sound mind, can also create good content. You don't have to suffer for your art, not in that way. And eventually, if you keep producing, if you keep making art, somebody will pay attention to it. Somebody will say, hey, I like your content. I love your work. I want to hear more. I want to experience more of the this. There was a really nice message to me on Anchor just a couple of minutes ago, which triggered my need to make a podcast post, this particular one. It was I won't reveal their name, but they said that they really liked my podcast, the content that I created, and it's helping them, you know, cope with the isolation and COVID and our present state. And that was really nice. It was my first message on Anchor. I mean, a lot of people have already been sending me messages on, like, Reddit and on Facebook sometimes. But I never expected anybody to really tell me that they liked my content through Anchor. You know, it's just alerts like, so-and-so liked your podcast, or so-and-so is following, whatever. But this one really got me, you know, got me smiling. And I know it's all about me again, and it's a ramble, and it's stream of consciousness. But I wanted to share my happiness with you. You, my listener. Because humanity is on the very edge of a powerful change. And whatever world comes after this will need people who are creative, people who are able to make content out of thin air, out of their imaginations. And if you are a creative, and if you're searching for purpose, you've got to keep making, you've got to keep creating. And I promise you, you will find the right audience for you. You will find somebody who will support you. It will take some time, but it's not the end. I promise you. It'll be slow, it'll be hard, and you'll have varying results from day to day. But keep making. Your audience will find you. And when you get better and better and better, your audience will seek you out. And you'll be surprised how good your content really is. Yes, it's nice to have hundreds and thousands and, you know, millions of fans. But if you want to get to that, you have to be your own fan. You have to like what you do and how you do it. Be your number one fan, and everyone else will follow. Thank you so much for all of the people who are still listening to my podcast and to my dirty audio. I am so, so glad to be doing this and to know that it's changing some people's listening experiences, you know, making them smile, making them hot and heavy and horny. Man, feels good. Again, if you have any questions, feel free to send me a message, either here on Anchor or Instagram or Reddit or Facebook. Anything. Ask me questions. Give me subjects to discuss, themes, desires. Or if you want to commission, if you want to collaborate, let's talk. Thank you very much for your time. And this is the Lex Files. I will see you in the next one. Goodbye.